Okay, Navigators, we are back today with yet another AI coding tool. And I just had to share this one with you because I think it is a step forward in the right direction from the tools that we've talked about so far, like Cursor and Replit, both of which are super robust and powerful. And I think are definitely going to be kind of the leading tools that lead the way or the charge in AI coding and AI programming and development. But I just heard about this new tool on a recent episode of Marketing Against the Grain. Definitely go check out the Marketing Against the Grain podcast hosted by Kip Bodner and Kiernan Flanagan. And the tool that they introduced was EngineerGPT. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with yet another AI coding tool. And I just had to share this one with you because I think it is a step forward in the right direction from the tools that we've talked about so far, like Cursor and Replit, both of which are super robust and powerful, and I think are definitely going to be kind of the leading tools that lead the way or the charge in AI coding and AI programming and development. But I just heard about this new tool on a recent episode of Marketing Against the Grain. Definitely go check out the Marketing Against the Grain podcast hosted by Kip Bodner and Kiernan Flanagan. And the tool that they introduced was EngineerGPT. And this is a GPT, a web app or a web tool, a transformer, I guess, that is going to spin up a website for you or a web app based on a simple prompt, just like the other tools like the Replit agent or Cursor. But right off the bat, I did have more success with the EngineerGPT getting started than I did with Cursor or Replit. I think that might have to do with the simplicity of the tool compared to Cursor and Replit. Also, the tool that I whipped up in EngineerGPT doesn't really utilize any APIs or API calls, which is probably the most technically challenging part of setting up a web application for a non-technical programmer or a non-technical person like a marketer out there. And just making sure that all those integrated services are communicating with each other appropriately is typically challenging. But all that said, I did have a little bit better of a user experience here with the EngineerGPT as far as building something simple. If you're looking to build a simple app or a simple website with very little or no API calls, I think this is definitely the development tool for you, the AI programming tool for you. So we won't take a ton of time today talking about why AI programming tools are helpful to us as marketers and what we should use them for. We've talked about that quite a bit on this show, and we are big proponents of using these tools to develop lead magnets or free tools or free apps that you can use to attract prospects for your industry. So that's going to continue to be our focus here as we talk about these AI programming platforms. And I think the simplicity and the user experience of this one makes it ideal for the non-techie marketers out there. Let's just hop over into the tool and cover the website a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody watching on video. I'll just give you a little bit of a rundown as to what it's all about and the features, and we'll talk about kind of the vision of the GPT engineer team. So if you're watching on video now, you should be looking at the homepage, the main page at gptengineer.app. I'll definitely link it in the show notes. And it gives a pretty standard interface here, a pretty standard chat interface with an input for our tool that we'd like to build. They also give us some example prompts or some prompts to get us started. Things like a page showing top stories from Hacker News or a landing page for my startup, an app to help me track my crypto portfolio. The last example here is a dashboard to manage my startup's operations. So lots of cool ones there. And I think we'll probably demo one of these for you listeners out there as well. But another really cool feature here on the GPT Engineer page is this list of featured and latest projects that other users have developed and that are public to the user base. So if you're wondering, you know, what the tool is capable of, looking for some inspiration, definitely check out the featured and latest projects on the website here. Just scrolling down real quickly, it looks like someone built like a little Tetris game. There's one that is a QR code generator. There's a turn-based chess duel game, just lots of cool stuff to check out in the featured list of projects. Okay, let's hop over to the About page. Now you should be looking at that if you're watching along on video, just to see kind of what the team at Lovable, which is the company or organization that is behind GPT Engineer, has to say about the tool. And the headline here reads, an AI software engineer for all of us. GPT Engineer is an AI software engineer. It lets you chat to build real websites and web apps and collaborate on interactive prototypes. And their pitch here on the page is that you can create websites and web apps with lightning speed, which I can definitely attest to. It took me about 10 or 15 minutes to whip up the simple web app that I made, which I will link to or share for sure. But beyond that, they also have a little tagline here that says you own the code that you create. You can edit your code with AI, which is going to require, I believe, their paid tier in order to do AI edits. Or you can bring it into your IDE of choice, your integrated development environment. So you can take this code and then even put it into Cursor or Replit to further expand on it or build on it. And just like Replit, it looks like they also have an option to deploy your project on their servers and have them be your host as well. Or you can export and publish to your hosting provider of choice. So I definitely like the flexibility there, and that's pretty cool. They also have their pricing here on this page, which I will read off for you. They do have a free tier. And as always, we're going to shout out anybody who has a freemium product or a free tier to their product. If you have a SaaS product or a product in general, and you can have some sort of free membership or freemium option, as it were, that's a great way to get users into your environment, into your platform. And then it's only a matter of coming up with a functionality or a product feature that is well worth signing up for a paid membership to access. So they do have the free tier, which includes unlimited public projects. It's going to allow you to sync with GitHub and give you the ability to do a one-click deploy. The next tier up is their pro tier, which is $19 per month. And here you get everything in free, but you also have the ability to create private projects. And this is also going to unlock 100 AI edits per day. And you will get early access to new features. They also do have a partner tier as well that does not have a price. It looks like you're going to have to contact them directly to arrange for the price there. Okay, and then before we hop over to the actual tool and we demo one of those prompts and check out the little tool that I made, I just wanted to cover the vision page as well here on lovable.dev, the website, where it reads that their vision is to unlock human creativity by enabling anyone to create software. And the why behind their mission or their vision here is for three decades, software has been the most significant tool to unleash the world's ambition. But still less than 1% of the world has the skills required to create software. And then their vision statement reads, if we succeed, everyone will have the same capabilities that entire product development teams at stellar tech companies have today, which we think will unlock a new era of innovation. We are reducing the barriers to build and staying committed to unleashing human creativity on an unprecedented scale. So I really love this why. I love this mission. I couldn't be more bullish on the idea that we can all be programmers and developers with these AI tools, and that really the barrier to everyone programming and building and developing on their own in the past has been the inability to speak the necessary coding languages. And that's been a huge differentiator that separates programmers and developers and engineers from just the idea people, the business people, the marketers, the average Joe out there who has a great idea for a tool but doesn't really know how to build it. So not only did you have to have the idea for your product in the past, but you had to have the means or the ability to build it or develop it. And if you didn't have the means or ability to do it yourself, then you would have to pay, you'd have to outsource. But that is very quickly going by the wayside. Now the only thing you need are the ideas. And we have AI coding tools like EngineerGPT to speak the languages of the computers for us. So just like they said here in their mission and their vision, this will most definitely open up this software realm to that other 99% of people who do not necessarily have the skills to build traditional software. Obviously, that means a massive influx of web apps and tools, many of which will probably be not that great. But you know that there's going to be some gems out there, and companies and startups are literally popping up daily based on these apps and tools that people have probably been imagining or had in their head for quite some time, but now they can actually execute and build them. Okay, first things first, I'm going to show you just a little tool that I cranked out. I call it the Brand Story Grader. And again, if you're watching on video, you should be able to see the current interface that I have with GPT Engineer. You can see on the left side of the screen, all the back and forth that I went through to address a few of the errors that arose. And again, I did find a couple errors here, but I was able to work around it with the GPT Engineer a little bit more effectively than with Cursor or Replit. But basically, this is my little tool. I call it the brand story grader. And basically, it's going to allow someone to take their URL or the URL of a given page on their website, paste it into the tool, and it's going to analyze the copy and content of that page, basically grading it on how well it takes the user or the page viewer through the traditional hero's journey. And this is a practice or concept that I have pulled and adopted from the Story Brand marketing framework developed by Donald Miller. I will link to the Story Brand website. I highly recommend you also check out the book Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. But essentially, it says that by following a typical hero's journey through your content and taking your potential prospect through that journey as the hero, your marketing copy and your messaging will be infinitely more clear and drive significantly more conversions. So the goal of the tool is to intake the URL, read the content of the page, and analyze how well it adheres to the hero's journey that gets mapped out in the Story Brand framework. And then also to provide a little bit of insight and suggestions as to how to increase the scores, as it were, which you'll see here in a second. It does provide us a couple little scores for the different aspects of the hero's journey. So let's go ahead and just run Digital Pop through the analyzer here. So I'll go ahead and paste it in, and I will click Analyze. And there we have our output. So you can see there is a section for each kind of part of the hero's journey, identifying the hero, identifying the problem, setting yourself up as a guide, giving them a plan, having a call to action, showing them that you can avoid failure and guide them to success, all these things. And you're seeing on the right-hand side that we have a little percentage score as to how well our website is doing that. Apparently, we only have a call to action as far as taking our hero through the journey. So either my site needs some work or the tool itself is going to need a little bit of work. Again, this is just a 15-minute iteration. I think I'll probably have to ask it to do a little bit more analysis of each of these alternative sections of the brand story or the hero's journey. But that's the idea. It's going to give you an overall score. And then under each section, it's going to give you a little bit of a suggestion or insight as to how you can improve the score. And again, I'd like those to be a little more in-depth and specific as well. Right now, we're not tapping into any APIs or any AI chat tools or anything like that. No LLMs. So pretty simple and pretty prototypical, I should say. Very much a prototype here. Okay, but now let's go ahead and just show you kind of the process from the beginning. I'll go ahead and share the main app screen again for anybody watching on video. And I think what we'll do is we'll ask it to make an app to help me track my crypto portfolio and see what the process looks like. So I'm going to go ahead and click that, and we're going to go ahead and send that and let it go ahead and configure. I'll skip ahead through some of the loading and stuff if I can. And if you're watching on video now, you're watching the model take in our prompt. And I'll just give you an idea of what the prompt said here. It says, help me get an overview of my crypto assets by making an app that uses the CoinCap API for data, lets me see the top 50 crypto assets ranked by market cap, and lets me click on an asset and see details, including a graph with its price development. Uses a strong neo-brutalist theme. So it even applies the theme here. So something we didn't do with my tool, or I didn't do with my tool, was prompt it to have a theme or a design. And now you're seeing here, we have our app. It just cranked it out just like that. I haven't had to do anything except watch it do this. And so if you're watching on video, we now have a little page that's showing the top 50 crypto assets and ranking them by value. Looks like you can even click into them here. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, so let's try that out. But here, super impressive, you guys. We have the Bitcoin price tracked historically, and just like I said, took me 5 minutes to, not even 5 minutes, I just clicked the prompt, and you can get an idea of how powerful this tool is. So check it out for yourself. As an action item today is hit up GPT Engineer, sign up for the free trial or for the free membership. And again, if you have a tool that you've been trying to build in Cursor or Replit, and you've had a little issues maybe with the technicality side of things, try building it in here and see if you're met with some more success. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.